I think it all comes down to three words, Roe versus Wade. The Republican Party has been facing significant challenges ever since the Supreme Court reversed the abortion law and the governor's plan to use a 15-week ban as a compromise position clearly didn't go over well with the voters.
So, Stephen, with the decision and what you're talking about with abortion rights showing that it mattered to them in Virginia and Ohio passing the constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion, what does this mean for issues versus candidates as we head into next year's presidential election?
Well, I think the Republicans are going to have to continue to retool. They need to still figure out, going back to the drawing board, how to talk about abortion in a way that isn't poison for the party in suburban districts. This election was won and lost in the suburbs, like so many elections in Virginia are. And we really saw a powerful dynamic where Democrats talked about abortion all the time. And that created a real difficult environment for Republican candidates.
Stephen, what do you make of Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's inability to deliver success for his own party yesterday? Does it quash the narrative by some that he would become some sort of white knight to enter the presidential race here for this coming cycle?
Well, it's never seemed like a good cycle for Glenn Youngkin to run for president, even before the results on Tuesday. Donald Trump is way ahead in those Republican nomination polls. It doesn't seem likely that Glenn Youngkin could succeed where Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis and stage full of other candidates have not succeeded. The scenario for Youngkin, of course, as a national figure is really torpedoed by the results on Tuesday. If a governor, incumbent governor, all in on these races isn't able to create a Republican majority, he's not going to be getting a second look from national political figures.
So still a lot to digest and take in after a long night for a lot of people, Stephen. I'm sure it was for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately now it's on to the next election and people are going to be thinking about new issues and new dynamics as we go into 2024.